Good evening, Lowell. And for tonight's girls' varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Elijah Wilcox, as we are set for a non-conference senior night girls' varsity basketball matchup against the Caledonia Fighting Scots. I'm Kyle Stauffer. To my left, Trey Coulier. Trey, you want to start us off with Caledonia's starting five?
Thank you, Kyle. For the Caledonia starting lineup, we have a guard, only a sophomore, going to be Emily Stauffer for Caledonia. Excuse me, that's a freshman starter, Emily Stauffer, number 0, guard for Caledonia. Number 2, Kayla Briseno, 5'8". Sophomore forward, so a couple underclassmen already starting for this Fighting Scots starting lineup. Next up, number 3, Olivia Foster, another freshman on this starting lineup for Caledonia. Next up, number 4, Myla Gortmaker. Kyle, we have 3 freshmen on this varsity starting lineup tonight. And to finish it off, number 34, senior, it's going to be a 6'1" center, Lakely Bottom, for Caledonia.
Thank you, Trey. Caledonia is coached by Todd Bloomers. And now for the Arrows, starting 5. Number 1, Grayson Hamilton, a senior on senior night. Along with number 3, Allison Munson. She's one of the 3 seniors as well. Number 4, Taylor Graham, a sophomore, along with the 3rd of 3 seniors, number 10, RJ Wagaman. And to round out the lineup, number 22, Maddie Hayes. The Arrows are coached by Travis Slanger, as some technical difficulties announcing the starting 5 on the floor slow things down. It'll be Munson and Bottom to tip things off once we get through the starting 5 here, as they are back to announcing starting lines. And 8 minutes are set on the clock here. Just 2 more to go through.
Yeah, I got, like you said, got slowed down for a little bit. There's looked like there's some technical difficulties trying to get it working again as we do get through starting lineups.
As they set up for the tip, Bottom enters the circle. Munson now does the same. As we just await the official to come in. The Arrows have all 4 of their non, besides Munson, behind half court, behind Munson. Tip is won by Munson, but it goes straight to Stauffer. Stauffer gives it over to Foster, and now holding it, Gortmaker at the top of the key. It gets down low for Bottom, out to Stauffer. Stauffer goes back to Bottom. Bottom pump fakes a 3-pointer at the top of the key, and then gives it over to Gortmaker. Gortmaker over to Foster. Foster gets it into Stauffer. Stauffer down low for Bottom for the first 2 points of the game on the first possession. It's now Taylor Graham inbounds it to Maddie Hayes. Hayes, full court press applied, gets it to Hamilton. Hamilton avoids the press, gets it up to Munson. Munson, open layup, no good. Rebound went to Wagaman. Wagaman's shot also off the mark. Rebound up for Stauffer, but stolen by Hayes. Maddie Hayes gets the layup, misses it too hard. Rebound Stauffer, and Stauffer slows things down. She gets over half court now. Gives it over to Foster. Foster gives it to Gortmaker at the left wing, into Stauffer at the corner. Now to the elbow for Bottom. Bottom shot on the pop-up jumper off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes up to RJ Wagaman, who gives it over to Taylor Graham. Graham gets a screen from Munson, puts up a layup. It is no good, but rebound Graham, tipped away by Stauffer. Stauffer goes up, sets up inside the paint, gives it out to Foster. Back to Stauffer at the right corner. Top of the key for Gortmaker. Back to Stauffer in the same spot at that far corner. A pass across the court to the near wing was set for Foster. She couldn't control it, and a jump ball between Brezeno and Hamilton. Arrow favoring the Lowell Red Arrows. So with 6:15 to play in the first quarter, Taylor Graham inbounds it to Wagaman. Graham gets it right back, brings it over half court. Instant trap play after half court, passing half court, was Caledonia. Stolen pass by Foster, gets an assist by giving it over to Gortmaker for an easy layup. It's now 4-0 with just over 2 minutes played, as now Grayson Hamilton gives it over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham gets through the double team, gets over half court. It goes back to Taylor Graham. Now she gives it over to RJ Wagaman. RJ Wagaman's three-pointer misses long. Rebound goes to Stauffer. Stauffer brings it over to Gortmaker. Gortmaker tries to drive to the paint and is fouled at the mid-range territory. Foul on Grayson Hamilton with 5:27 to play in the first. That's her first, team's first. Emily Stauffer was set to inbound it. Instead, it's going to be Myla Gortmaker, as Gortmaker still has yet to find an inbound. Now gets a bounce pass into Olivia Foster. She put up a quick layup. Didn't fall, but a foul on Taylor Graham on the shot puts Foster at the line for two with 5:25 to play in the first. That's Graham's first, team second now, as the first of two for Foster is good. Foster's second, nothing but net. A 6-0 run to start the game here for Caledonia in the first, 2:35, as Taylor Graham inbounds it to Maddie Hayes. Back to Taylor Graham on the full court press. Now the trap is applied, stolen by Stauffer. Stauffer gets it into the paint for Gortmaker, and Gortmaker is fouled on the shot.
Let's say that foul on Taylor Graham, her second, team third.
And now Layla Risden is set to check in as Myla Gortmaker sets up to shoot two free throws. The first one off the left iron rolls around the back before falling out. Remains 6-0 as Layla Risden checks in for Taylor Graham. The second free throw for Gortmaker, that she sets up at the line, is good. 7-0 run now here in the first, 2:50, as Maddie Hayes gets the inbound. Maddie Hayes drives up, loses control of the ball before getting it back, has no dribble, is trapped, but gets it over to Munson at the right wing. Munson puts up a shot from the free throw line. It misses off the front iron. Rebound Gortmaker. Gortmaker is fouled by Wagaman. A shove on Wagaman. That's her first, team's fourth, and a timeout, a full timeout by Travis Slanger.
This would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors.
All right, for our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and Riverside Dentistry. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. As 30 seconds left in the full timeout, a 7-0 run to start the game here for Caledonia. It's been really well defensive play from Caledonia, as they've set the trap pretty well in all situations, whether it's before half court, right at half court, and even if they don't apply it correctly, they're still putting the arrows in bad shot selection spots, as Munson had the open look at the free throw line, but she hit a turnaround fade rather than setting her feet and then taking the shot. As now both teams come back to the floor. 4:56 to play in the first. Emily Stauffer sets the check to inbound. The inbound goes to Gortmaker from freshman to freshman over to the other freshman, Foster. Foster gives it over to Briseno. Briseno from the corner, her Foster went over to the corner. Her three-pointer is drilled, and now it's a 10-0 run to start the game as Hamilton inbounds it to Wagaman. Wagaman stops her dribble inside her own paint before getting it up to Maddie Hayes. Grayson Hamilton now gets it over half court, and the trap is applied unsuccessfully this time, but Maddie Hayes gets it around, gets a three-pointer off the back iron, rebound Layla Risden. Layla Risden's layup on the offensive rebound is good. 10-2 as Stauffer brings it up with 4:10 to play in the first. It goes over to Foster. Foster tries to get it to Gortmaker. Gortmaker has it tipped away before she can get control of the pass as Gortmaker checks out along with Briseno.
Yeah, Kyle, if you think about it right now, it could be a tie game for the Arrows, as earlier they missed the three open layups at the start of the game, plus the mid-ranger by Allison Munson. So definitely the easy shots is the ones you got to make and affect this game.
As a layup attempt from bottom, no good. Rebound Munson. Now Maddie Hayes open three-pointer, can't return the favor. Munson tries to put up a shot. It's blocked by bottom. Layla Risden was there to grab the block, however, and just throws it off of Addison Velt, who just checked into the game. As Hamilton, set to inbound, gives it over to Wagaman. RJ Wagaman will take it baseline, now pick up her dribble and give it over to Hamilton at the top of the key. Layla Risden gets it at the right wing. Three-pointer misses long. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes is fouled on the shot. Doesn't get a chance for it to fall, as the foul is on number 14, Addison Velt, her first, team's first, with 3:26 to play in the first. The first one for Hayes falls. The second one rolls around on the iron before missing right. Rebound Munson. Kick out to Risden. Back to Munson at the far corner. Works her way into the paint. Puts up a fade. Turnaround fade. No good. Rebound bottom. Gives it over to Stauffer. Stauffer gets it over half court. Looking for Langenberg. Langenberg gives it over to Foster. Deep two-pointer is drilled. Nothing but net. And it's now 12-3 with under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, as Maddie Hayes tries to hand it over to RJ Wagaman, but RJ Wagaman, miscommunication, ran away from it. And then Maddie Hayes had to go back and grab it. Double dribble is the call, and Stauffer inbounds it from the offensive baseline over to bottom. Gets to Foster before back to Stauffer, and Stauffer stuck at the sideline, throws it off of Wagaman, so it remains Caledonia possession. As this time, bottom gets the inbound once more over to Langenberg. Langenberg gets the screen, doesn't use it effectively as the double team is brought. It goes over to Stauffer. Stauffer pump fakes and now down into the paint before a kick out to bottom, and another kick out over to Langenberg for three. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound Munson over to Wagaman. Wagaman gets it up to Hamilton over half court before getting it to Risden out at the top of the key. Risden goes over to Maddie Hayes at the corner before driving into the paint. Puts up an open layup and gets it to fall. It's 12-5 with 2:05 to play in the first quarter. Stauffer gets it over half court once more over to Langenberg at the near wing. Langenberg dribbles around before Udapa the key gives it over to Foster. Olivia Foster back to Langenberg. Cross-court pass for Stauffer. Stauffer pump fakes and shot driving base. Pump fake the shot at the three-point line. Drove down to the baseline, put up a layup, gets it to fall, and the and one as the foul goes on Allison Munson. As Stauffer now has a three-point play opportunity.
And checking in for Caledonia is going to be number 12, Jolie King.
Lakely Bottom checks out for King as the and one is missed by Stauffer. Missed on the back left iron. Rebound is Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton drives in coast to coast, gets the layup to go. And now Stauffer will bring it up in a seven-point lead with a minute 30 to play in the corner. It goes over to Langenberg. Langenberg holds on to it. Now gets it down to Velt at the free throw line before a pass over to Stauffer at the wing. The far wing drives down to the block, puts up a layup, and gets the layup to fall. It's now a nine-point game as Hamilton gives it over to Maddie Hayes, who's over half court. Maddie Hayes gets it down to the baseline for Risden. Risden tried to get it into the paint for Wagaman before it was stolen away by Caledonia. As Stauffer gives a pass over to Langenberg at the top of the key. It goes to Foster, back to Langenberg, and now to into the paint for Velt before a kickout pass for Stauffer. Her three-pointer is off the mark, and rebound jump ball. It is Fighting Scott's possession. Caledonia holds onto it with 48.1 as Stauffer checks out of the game for Brecken Bloomers.
And Ava McCormick will check in the game for Layla Risden.
So with 48.1 seconds to play in the first, Foster looking to inbound it. Does not get the inbound in fast enough. Was about to pass it into Bloomers, but the five-second count is whistled down before, so Grayson Hamilton will inbound it to Wagaman before getting it back to Hamilton, up to Maddie Hayes over half court. A pass across for Wagaman. Wagaman gives it to McCormick. Wagaman gives a screen from McCormick before it goes back to Maddie Hayes at the top of the key, drives into the block, tries to put up a shot. They'll say it was a foul on the floor before the shot. That foul goes on Jolie King. That's her first, team second, with 32.9 to play in the first quarter. A 9-point lead for Caledonia. As Grayson Hamilton inbounds it to Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick, top of the key, hands it off to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman does the same, hands it back to McCormick with 23 seconds to play now in the quarter. Gets a screen from Munson, does McCormick. McCormick gives it off to Wagaman. Wagaman over to Munson. Munson gives it to Grayson Hamilton at the near wing. A bounce pass over to Maddie Hayes now at the near corner. Drives baseline, tries to put up a layup, goes through the defenders and is fouled on the shot with 6.9 left in the first quarter. Foul goes on Olivia Foster, her first, team's third. That's the first of two for Maddie Hayes is good. Since the 10-0 start for Caledonia, it's now been an 8-6 lead for the Arrows in the scoring department, but those first 3 minutes will prove to be vital as the second shot is missed. A last-second shot, a kick out over to Foster, from Foster, went over to Bloomers. Bloomers from the corner could not get a shot to get up to the iron. And the end of the first quarter will be a 16-8 lead for Caledonia.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, Benton Baker Auto, and Green Ridge Realty. Thank you to those, some of those companies and businesses who are sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM. And thank you for tuning in to Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM or streaming worldwide at lowellradio.org or even watching online at mhsaa.tv. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
So, once again, going into the second quarter, Lowell down 18-6. Realistically, Kyle, I feel like they should be back into this game more, or it should be a lot closer than it is right now. 8-point lead for Caledonia. Lowell missed some crucial baskets right away. And even if they would have made like 4 out of 5 of those that they missed, it'd still be a tie game right now. 16-8 as teams make their way back onto their court. Allison Munson in the game now for the Arrows, as it's Lowell basketball here going into the second quarter. It'll be Grayson Hamilton. She's at the logo now. She's going to dribble around, scanning the floor a little bit. Maddie Hayes on the right wing does a little step back hesitation. Ava McCormick, 3-pointer. That one, no good. Rebound goes to the Scots and is going to go out of bounds. And they'll say it's a push by RJ Wagaman. Unintentional push there, as that's already her second. She kind of went for the ball, couldn't stop herself. Catherine Langenberg looking to inbound it. She'll get the inbound into Myla Gortmaker. Lowell, no full court press. It looks like they're in a 3-2 zone currently. It's going to be left side. That's Bloomers. Bloomers is going to go across the court. Now it's stolen by Ava McCormick. Intended pass for Myla Gortmaker. Now it's Grayson Hamilton almost trapped on the corner. She's double teamed as Ava McCormick at the right wing with it now. McCormick gives it to RJ Wagaman. It's going to be Grayson Hamilton once again. 3-pointer. Bouncing high off the rim. No good. Allison Smith missed the rebound, so it'll go to Catherine Langenberg of the Fighting Scots. She's going to get it up right wing. That's Bloomers. Bloomers drives in from the right block. No good. Rebound goes to Caledonia. Addison Belt putting it back up, getting it to go. 18-8. Caledonia lead. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Madeline Hayes has to pick up her dribble just past half court, and RJ Wagaman dribbles it back, and Caledonia coach one over in the back as it gets tipped out of bounds by Myla Gortmaker. Arrows basketball.
Wagaman set to inbound.
Wagaman will get the inbound and cleanly to Ava McCormick. She's going to look around, going to drive in a little bit, and now resets just beyond the arc. It's going to be Grayson Hamilton right side, drives in, gets tripped up there. That'll be a foul on Caledonia. Number one, Catherine Langenberg, her first team first of the quarter. As Grayson Hamilton looks to inbound, she's going to go across right, left corner. RJ Wagaman, wide open 3-pointer. That one off the mark, missing the basket. Rebound goes to Jolie King. As King will just give it to Langenberg to bring up the court. Full court press by Madeline Hayes, and the Arrows pump fake, and it goes through the legs of Joel King. Arrows basketball now. Ava McCormick going to bring it up for the Arrows. Gets a play from Coach Slanger as two Fighting Scots go to check in now in front of the scorer's table. Grayson Hamilton off the glass floater. No good. Foul. They'll say it's a block on Jolie King. So Arrows still with the basketball. They'll say is on the shot there. So Grayson Hamilton going to the line for 2.
Kayla Briseno and Emily Stauffer are the ones set to check in.
It's Grayson Hamilton's first shot is no good. It's the 2 check in now for Caledonia. Once again, Caledonia 18-8 lead after Grayson Hamilton misses her first free throw. 6:13 to play in the second quarter. And now another sub. It's going to be Lakely Bottoms going to check in for Caledonia. Now Taylor Grimman for Lowell checks in for Ava McCormick. As Grayson Hamilton at the line for a second free throw after quite a few subs. Her second one also missing. Rebound goes to Emily Stauffer, the freshman for Caledonia. Gives it to another freshman, Gortmaker. You know, Kyle, it's kind of unusual to see the 3 freshman starters on a varsity team. You'll see it a lot on JV as that ball gets tipped out by Madeline Hayes. As I was saying, you see it quite a bit on JV, not usually varsity, more 5th quarter on varsity than anything. And it's Emily Stauffer on the left wing as Kayla Briseno has it. Briseno, Stauffer in the left corner. Now it's going to be a little quick pass underneath, missing The layup is likely bottom. Arrows basketball now. After that miss by Bottom, she got a little quick pass underneath as she was cutting. So Taylor Graham with it. They'll call a charge. Or it might have been a block there by Allison.
They'll call
Smith.
An illegal screen on Allison Smith, the official call.
Yeah, Coach Slanger was not happy about that as Munson took it hard, hit there as Lakely Bottom has it in the left corner. She's going to get it to Gortmaker. Gortmaker right side. Stauffer. Stauffer's going to drive and looks to go across court as Allison Smith knocks it out of bounds, but Caledonia basketball still. Emily Stauffer looks to inbound it for the Fighting Scots, and she'll go over, almost stolen by Madeline Hayes, and it's going to get underneath, and it'll go off the front of the basket. Interesting pass there from Gortmaker. So Madeline Hayes with it, right corner. Grayson Hamilton, she'll reset on the right wing, going to dribble around, tries to drive in. Madeline Hayes, left corner, catch and shoot. That one, no good. Almost banked that one in from the corner. Myla Gortmaker in transition for Caledonia. Gortmaker has it top of the key. She's going to give it now to Bottom. Bottom right side, Emily Stauffer. So Myla Gortmaker has it. She'll give it left side. That's Bloomers. Bloomers to Brasino. Brasino back to Gortmaker. Gortmaker's going to go to Stauffer, covered by Madeline Hayes. Left wing, Gortmaker pump fakes, drives in. Covered by Grayson Hamilton, stolen by Hamilton. Slides on her knees there a little bit. Stauffer goes to go and blocked by Allison Smith. That one going backwards into the hands. Grayson Hamilton, she'll bring it up for Lowell. Taylor Graham back in the court, brings it up right side, and she will travel as she dragged her plant foot. Now full timeout, Coach Slanger.
He changes his mind to a partial timeout.
And going into this 30-second timeout, Caledonia leads 18-8 with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Seekers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, Nuvu Fuels, and Alpha Care Center. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. And now, as Kyle, a little point you just mentioned there to me a second ago, within the first 3 minutes, we only have 2 points here in the second quarter, and we're already almost 3 minutes in here, so very slow pace. Caledonia started the game up 10-0. Now it's 18-8 your score. Lowell looking to come back here a little bit as Gortmaker has it now underneath. Easy bucket for Lakely Bottom, just putting it up off the glass. 20-8, Fighting Scots lead. Taylor Graham has it for the Arrows. Lowell got to hurry and get it across the line before the 10-second violation, and now RJ Wagman will get that up easily as she'll give it to Layla Risden back in the game. Risden driving up left side. Allison Smith, left corner, pump fake the three, drives in, does a little right hook. That one blocked by Lakely Bottom, so Arrows still with the basketball. Now Allison Munson will come in for Layla Risden, who's in there for a total of 24 seconds. And now Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it. Graham to Allison Smith, wide open, three-pointer, no good. Emily Stauffer getting that now for the Arrows. Caledonia, she'll bring it up right side, gives it to Bottom. Bottom, good pass underneath, puts it up, shot no good by Gortmaker. RJ Wagaman has it for the Arrows now. She calls for Taylor Graham to go up the court, gets it across now as RJ Wagaman going to go in, tries to go coast to coast. Tripped up a little there. Foul on Caledonia. 12-point lead for the Fighting Scots currently. 20-8 with 3:28 to play in the second period. As Taylor Graham looks to inbound it, and she will get it into RJ Wagaman. She's going to scan the floor now and look, and she'll give it to Taylor Graham. Graham, good point guard for the Arrows this year. Racks up lots of assists. She has it on the right wing, gives it to Allison Munson. Munson in the right corner. She's going to look around now, playing with a knee brace on her left knee, and now it's RJ Wagaman. RJ Wagaman, top of the key. She's going to go a little round a little bit. She has to pick up her dribble there. Now Taylor Graham on the right wing. And stolen now by Caledonia. That's Olivia Foster going to bring it up. Gives it to Catherine Langenberg. Langenberg pump fake three. That shot now put up by Lakely Bottom, missing. Arrows basketball once more. They got to take advantage of these missed opportunities. It's RJ Wagaman has it for the Arrows. Allison Smith, top of the key, gets a screen from Maddie Hayes, picks up her dribble. Taylor Graham with it, left side. She's going to give it RJ Wagaman. Now Allison Munson, left corner. Both of them had a little open three there for a second. Neither of them wanted to take it. Taylor Graham cutting underneath. Bad pass by Munson. Causes the turnover. Langenberg and Caledonia basketball. Langenberg will go to Stauffer, cross court a little bit. Now Stauffer in the right wing gives it back to Langenberg. Langenberg back to Stauffer again. Now right corner, it's going to be a little pump fake, and now it makes its way back around to Langenberg. Langenberg drives in from the top of the key. Euro step blocked by Allison Munson. Offensive rebound blocked again. Arrows basketball there. Third block from Allison Munson and Allison Smith. So Taylor Graham with a minute 50 to play in the second quarter, 20-8. As Taylor Graham drives in off the glass, no good. Madeline Hayes with the rebound, also off the glass. Madeline Hayes getting it to go that time. She's got six of the Lowell 10 now. 20-10's your score. Caledonia leads by 10 with a minute and 30 to play in the first half. Olivia Foster now stolen by Taylor Graham. Tries to throw it out off of Olivia Foster. Now left corner or right corner, three-pointer off the glass, no good. Catherine Langenberg getting the rebound. Lakely Bottom is going to pivot around, getting it to go for Caledonia. Taylor Graham will give it up to RJ Wagaman, stolen by Olivia Foster. Underneath, it's going to be Caledonia. Gortmaker puts it up, foul by Taylor Graham, and she's already got three now in the first half. Already in foul trouble is Taylor Graham, as Ava McCormick and Grayson Hamilton look to check in for Lowell.
Team's third foul as well. Just 2 points for the Arrows in the second quarter so far.
So Myla Gortmaker, her first shot is no good as Grayson Hamilton and Ava McCormick check in for Taylor Graham and Madeline Hayes. Now in for the Fighting Scots is going to be Addison Velt for Bottom. Miley Gortmaker, her second free throw. This time it will be also no good. In and out, tapped out of bounds, and they'll say tapped out by Addison Bell as her and Allison Munson both went for it there. So Lowell basketball. Grayson Hamilton looks to inbound as there's a minute and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. Getting a screen now, RJ Wagaman. Now the inbound will actually go to Ava McCormick. McCormick does a little spin move, crossover, trying to get across half court, gives it to Grayson Hamilton. They got to move. Grayson Hamilton does get it across half court. Allison Smith, right corner. She's going to drive in now, trying to keep it in bounds. Tapped out of bounds. They'll say Caledonia basketball after that one. So Madeline Hayes comes right back into the game for RJ Wagaman. Emily Stauffer will get the inbound and bring it up for Caledonia. 45 seconds to play. 22-10 is your score here. Now timeout. 30-second timeout for Caledonia. So going to the 30-second timeout, 42 seconds to play in the first half, 22-10 is your score, Caledonia lead.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. To start out with our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and My Hometown Furnishings. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
So, once again, your score is 22-10 as this 30-second timeout is up now. 22-10 Caledonia lead with 42 seconds to play here in this game. Kyle, what's your thoughts so far on how Lowell needs to get back into it?
They need to stop the turnovers. They're turning the ball over in their own half of the court. They're going to have to find a way to stop those, limit those in any way possible, and get the open looks.
And now it's Caledonia basketball underneath. Myla Gortmaker cutting is Langenberg, puts up a shot. She's fouled. Lowell not liking that one. Allison Smith on the foul there. That's her first team third. It's going to the line will be Catherine Langenberg. So Langenberg's first shot is good there, as no one's going to check in from Caledonia or Lowell. There's just 35s to play in the first half. Langenberg, her second shot is also good. So both free throws fall, 14-point lead for Caledonia. Grayson Hamilton looks to inbound. She'll get it to Allison Smith. Allison Smith has got to look up court. She's pivoting. Grayson Hamilton now, she's going to bring it up right side. Good defense by Caledonia. She'll get it up to Allison Munson. Munson steps into a shot, just puts up a shot there. Rebound goes to Ava McCormick, puts up another one. 20 seconds to play. Ava McCormick's going to go to the line after that shooting foul. That's Foster, her second foul of the game, team fourth, so shooting two, Ava McCormick. It's her first one is in and out. Brecken Bloomers will check into the game for Caledonia.
Along with Lakely Bottom.
And she'll check in for Myla Gortmaker. McCormick after the in and out first free throw. Her second one will be good this time. So 24-11 with 19 seconds to play here in the first half. 24-11 Caledonia lead. Both teams have four fouls. Emily Stauffer, right wing, right corner. That's Velt. Velt's going to give it away now to Stauffer. Now three-pointer. That one is good for Caledonia. So with 3 seconds left, this clock lightly going to run out as inbound goes to Grayson Hamilton. So going into halftime as the buzzer sounds, 27-11 after the Langenberg three-pointer. Arrow's going to look to come back after this halftime deficit. 27-11, we'll be back in 10 minutes.
And welcome back to the Lowell Gymnasium as we are just a minute away from second half action, as Caledonia has a commanding 16-point lead here coming out of the halftime locker rooms, and it's been because of their runs. They went on a 10-0 run to start the game in the first 3 minutes, and then in that second quarter they went on a 11-3 run over the entire quarter, as the Arrows just can't find any shots to fall. They can't get any shots up, for that matter, as they're trying to avoid the trap and just are having too many turnovers at half court and before that.
Yeah, definitely. It's like they're trying to force a lot of shots to that they don't need to, and they've gotten a lot of easy buckets underneath that they haven't been able to convert on, especially it was crucial there at the beginning of the game. It's going into the third quarter now. It's a 27-11 game, and we could be close to tied up at this point, Kyle.
As both teams break their respective halftime huddles, it'll be Olivia Foster set to inbound for Caledonia. Foster looking for someone to inbound it to, now gets it to Stauffer. Stauffer takes two dribbles and gets over half court, sets up at the Lowell logo just beyond the circle, now gives it over to Bottom. Bottom gives it over to Briceno. Briceno down low is Bloom, Bottom got the assist from Gortmaker, and now it'll be Caledonia possession after the made bucket. Instant turnover by the Arrows, unforced errors. The talk again early here as an inbound kick out to Stauffer. Off the mark is her three-pointer. Misses off the back iron, and Maddie Hayes with the rebound. Grayson Hamilton controls play here. Now puts up a floater. It rolls around the iron and does not fall. Rebound Stauffer. Emily Stauffer passes it before reaching half court. That one goes over to Gortmaker. Gortmaker shot blocked. Maddie Hayes brings it up. Hands it off to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham passes it over to the near wing where Wagaman holds onto it. Now to the near corner is Hamilton. Works it back to the top of the key for Taylor Graham. Screened by Wagaman. Taylor Graham hands this off to Hamilton. Hamilton's three-pointer blocked. Able to recover is Taylor Graham, however, before a travel is called. And possession will be for Caledonia as Olivia Foster sets the inbound. Foster inbounds this one to Stauffer. Right back to Foster. As Stauffer was nearly about to step out of bounds, Foster gives it over to Gortmaker. Gortmaker at the far wing gives it now down to Langenberg. Foster holds onto it at the near wing before Gortmaker at the near block puts up a layup. Doesn't go. Bottom not able to control the rebound. Instead, it's RJ Wagaman to control it. And Taylor Graham brings it up. Taylor Graham walks this one up and hands it over to RJ Wagaman at the near wing. RJ Wagaman just holding onto it. Now uses her dribble. Gets to the block. Gives it over to Munson. Munson kick out to Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton at the near wing. Gives it over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham floater. Drove from the top of the key down to the block. Got the floater to go. A 16-point game once more with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. As Olivia Foster brings it over half court. Gets into the paint and over to Stauffer. Stauffer controls play here at the near wing. Now gives it over to Gortmaker at the top of the key. Gortmaker hands this one over to Foster at the far wing. Gets a screen, does Foster. Now bottom puts it down, a pass down for Briseno on the easy layup for two. Bottom with the assist as now Grayson Hamilton gives it back to Taylor Graham. Up for Maddie Hayes, and a foul is called on number 34, Lakely Bottom. That's her first, team's first. 5:22 to play in the third. Bottom has 8 points of the Caledonia 31. RJ Wagaman inbounds this one to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton picks up her dribble at the far wing and now gives it over to Munson at the corner. Trap applied, trying to dribble through the trap, and now a timeout called by Slanger before a jump ball or any harm can be done.
Yeah, Lowell not playing very smart here right now. They're missing a lot of open people. Got to look up with your eyes, play with your eyes up. It's 31-13. Score is definitely showing the mistakes by Lowell. Caledonia's had quite a few points off of offensive boards right now, and it's been rough sledding so far for the Arrows.
The offensive turnovers and not controlling defensive rebounds, the main 2 points where they have this 18-point deficit. As the 30-second timeout comes to a close. Both teams break their huddles. As set to inbound is Maddie Hayes. They have Maddie Hayes set up right at the coach's area. As now she inbounds it to Taylor Graham, nearly tipped away by Gortmaker. Instead, RJ Wagaman controls it now, gives it over to the left corner. Maddie Hayes works her way to the top, to the near wing. Her three-pointer looks more like a pass as Munson got the rebound. Foul on number two, Briseno. That's her first, team second, with exactly 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Munson's first, nothing but net.
No subs for either side.
The second, also nothing but net. 15-31, Caledonia leads as the inbound goes to Gortmaker. Gortmaker gets over half court, slows things up at the top of the key, now gives it over to Stauffer. Stauffer from the right wing works over to Bottom. Bottom gives it over to Foster. Foster gives it now to Langenberg. Langenberg gives it to Gortmaker, gives a screen, and on the pick and roll here, a last second pass from Langenberg doesn't go through. Taylor Graham controls it, puts up a layup, too much on it. Maddie Hayes rebound. Her layup also no good. Rebound Stauffer, and now Stauffer trying to get it over half court. Goes behind the back and now gets over half court, and a shove is called. Foul will go on number 10, RJ Wagaman.
As Allison Smith and Layla Risden check in now for RJ Wagaman and Allison Munson, and checking in is going to be Catherine Langenberg for Gortmaker on the Caledonia side.
Langenberg inbounds it to Bottom, and Bottom instantly puts up a layup and gets it to fall, as now Taylor Graham gets the inbound. Double trap is placed on Grayson Hamilton. Breaks through it easily, though. Risden gives it up to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes for Allison Smith. Allison Smith layup is good. As now Langenberg to bring it up. Langenberg has it tipped away by Risden. Risden's layup is good. And just like that, four quick points for the Arrows as now Stauffer brings it up. Stauffer over to Foster. Foster puts up a floater from the block. The left block doesn't get it to go. Rebound Risden as now Maddie Hayes brings it up. Maddie Hayes over to Grayson Hamilton at the far corner. Works her way to the top, to the right wing, the far wing, and now gives it over to Risden. Risden for three off the back iron, but she gets her own miss. Her next attempt is blocked by Bottom. Stauffer brings it up. Stauffer puts up a floater. It misses long. She gets her own miss and is fouled on her second shot. Doesn't get it to go, so she'll shoot two at the line. The foul goes on Layla Risden. Her first, team second, with 3:10 to play in the third.
And Jolie King is going to check in for the Fighting Scots after the first free throw.
It's good, nothing but net. And King checks in for Briseno.
And RJ Wagman to check in now for Taylor Graham.
As the second attempt here from Stauffer is also good. A 16-point lead once more, what they had at the start of the half. Both teams have 8 points here in the first 4:50 of the second half. As Maddie Hayes now works it up, tries to pass it to Risden, but Risden was coming back. Hayes went long. It'll be Caledonia possession. Stauffer to inbound. The inbound goes to Bottom. Bottom gets it right back to Stauffer. Stauffer Euro steps. Layup no good. Maddie Hayes the one to play the defense in the paint there, as Grayson Hamilton now brings it up at the right corner. Gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Now Layla Risden has it, and she will travel as she picks up her pivot foot. It'll be another unforced turnover on the Arrows here as Stauffer inbounds it over to Langenberg. Langenberg dribbles up to the far wing. Now gives back to the top of the key. Risden trying to play trying to tip it away, but now it goes to Foster. Foster back to Bottom at the top of the key. Bottom drives into the paint, gets a floater off the iron twice, and a pass or a throw attempt off of a low defender. Emily Stauffer tried it. Grayson Hamilton picks up on it, recovers, and gets it back from RJ Wagaman now over half court, as Risden gives it over to Maddie Hayes at the top of the key. Her three-pointer misses off the back left iron. It is tipped out by Bottom, Lakely Bottom, for Caledonia, the last one to touch it. RJ Wagaman to inbound with 2:01 to play in the third. Wagaman gives it over to Risden. Risden gives it right back to Wagaman. Wagaman deep three, in and out. Front iron, back iron. Looked like it was coming down and then pops out last second as Stauffer now gives it up for Foster. Stauffer gets it right back. Tightly guarded by Wagaman. Now Wagaman gives, or Stauffer gives it over to Langenberg. Stauffer gets it back, guarded by Wagaman here in the man defense. As now Langenberg has it. and a blocking call on Risden. Looked like it was stumbling, just Langenberg. Looked like it would have been a travel just based on when the whistle went. Instead, it is the second on Risden.
And April McCormick and Mackenzie Frey will check in for Grayson Hamilton and RJ Wagaman.
Stauffer's inbound goes to King. Right back to Stauffer. Her layup no good, but Bottom gets the rebound and puts it up. Gets it to go. 18-point lead with a minute 22 to go for Caledonia in the third quarter for Caledonia as Mackenzie Frey gives it up to Risden. Risden, open layup is good. Minute and 10 to go now in the third quarter on the quick possession as Langenberg tries to pass it to Stauffer and Mackenzie and now Ava McCormick calls it an over and back is called as not able to control it is the complaint by Slanger. Instead, they're saying McCormick did manage to control it a step before going back beyond half on the defensive side of half court. And Olivia Foster gets the inbound from Stauffer as Emily Stauffer gets it back. She tries to pass it down to Bottom. Instead, it's stolen by Smith, and McCormick will bring it up for the Lowell Red Arrows. Stauffer covering McCormick. Pass goes to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey over to Risden. Risden drives baseline, puts up a floater, rolls around and falls with 35 seconds to play. A 14-point game as the inbound from Langenberg goes, or to Langenberg goes right back to Stauffer up to Bottom. Now Foster holds onto it. Foster puts up a floater from inside the paint, a hook shot floater almost, as now rebound Maddie Hayes. Gets over half court, hands it off to McCormick with 10 to play. Look for last shot here as now McCormick works her way to the near wing. Tries to get it down low for Maddie Hayes. It's stolen by Bottom. Langenberg puts up a last second half court attempt. It's no good. The heave is short as Myla Gortmaker will check in for Caledonia as the Arrows outscore Caledonia in that quarter. 15 to 13, as
yeah, Lowell's gotta try and erase a 14-point deficit in the next 8 minutes. Gonna be very, very difficult if Lowell wants to come back. They should definitely be more in this game than they are. Lots of costly turnovers and lots of easy miss baskets here tonight for the Arrows. Not what you like to see going into districts next week, as it's your season closer here at home on your senior night. Score is 37-23 once again. Madeline Hayes, I believe that's actually Layla Risden, has 8 of Lowell's 23, followed by Madeline Hayes with 6.
As Bottom has 12 of the Caledonia 37, just under a third of their points.
It's Red Arrows basketball now, I believe. Now it will be Layla Risden going to inbound it now for the Lowell. She'll inbound it now to Grayson Hamilton, going to bring it up for the Arrows, 37-23 with 8 to play. Lowell looking to erase a big deficit. Grayson Hamilton right side. Layla Risden at the right corner. She's going to drive in from the off the backboard. No good from the right block. Fighting Scott's basketball. Myla Gortmaker's got it at the logo. She's going to bring it up left side. Pump faking Langenberg. Langenberg's going to drive back in a little bit. Goes to there. It's going to go over the in back violation by Gortmaker. This is Arrows basketball now, as that one sailed out of bounds after a bad pass. So RJ Wagaman will get the inbound in now to Mackenzie Frey. Frey's gonna start her dribble and look around a little bit. Frey's searching for a man to pass to. It's Allison Munson. Munson gonna drive in top of the key. She's gonna give it to a cutting RJ Wagaman, wide open layup, and she's fouled on the way up as that one's denied. going to the line for two is going to be RJ Wagaman, 37-23. It's your score, 7:20 to play here in this basketball game. It's Emily Stauffer on the foul, her first of the game, team first of the quarter. So RJ Wagaman's first shot is no good, in and out. This happened a few times for the Arrows tonight.
Goes off the front iron, starts to go down, and then hits off that back iron and pops right back out.
Sergio Wagaman's second shot is good that time, doing almost the same thing, just falling in that time as it's Langenberg gets the inbound there from Stauffer. Langenberg going to go up the court quickly. She's looking around, 37-24, 7-10 to play here in this basketball game. It's going to be Gortmaker. Gortmaker looks for a cutting. Stauffer stolen by Allison Munson there. That one goes out of bounds. Allison Munson, bad pass to RJ Wagaman. As Coach Slanger saying, take another step. Had plenty of time there if you wanted to dribble up a little bit. As Catherine Langenberg looks to inbound, she'll get it in to Addison Velt, covered by Mackenzie Frey. 14-14 as Langenberg's going to drive in. She'll put up a shot. She'll actually pass it away. Stolen there by Mackenzie Frey. Gets it to Grace Hamilton. So Hamilton's going to be double teamed in the corner. She's trapped. Gets it away, though, to Layla Risden. Now to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman going to drive in underneath Mackenzie Frey. Off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to RJ Wagaman at the top of the key. Wolves got to move quickly right side. Allison Munson on the right wing. Gives it to Grayson Hamilton. Going to drive in for the layup. Off the glass. That one good for Grayson Hamilton. Lowell cutting into the deficit. 6:20 to play here in this basketball game as Emily Stauffer has it for the Arrows. Caledonia. It's going to be given up to Langenberg, covered by Layla Risden. Risden now playing tight defense on Langenberg as Langenberg's going to give it to Gortmaker. Gortmaker on the right or left wing, going to drive in layup, and she'll say fouled on the way up. No one really happy about that one as they think she fell. That one on Grayson Hamilton, her second, team first.
Maddie Hayes is set to check in for the Arrows. And I've noticed, Trey, you've said Stauffer for the Arrows a couple of times. I get that I go to school for the Arrows here, and I'm another Stauffer, but I have yet to play basketball. There's a bit of a difference in that one there.
Yeah, thank you for the correction, Kyle. As it's the first free throw is no good with 6 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Goatmaker for Caledonia at the line. Her second free throw is good that time. It's Grayson Hamilton looking to inbound it for Lowell. RJ Wagaman sets the screen, gets it in to RJ Wagaman. Was Grayson Hamilton, and she'll give it right back to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton on the right side gives it up. Madeline Hayes, and is almost stolen. Madeline Hayes going to drive in. Eurostep puts it up. She's fouled. They'll say a block on the shot. So Madeline Hayes going to go to the line for two. With 5:55 now to play in this game.
Yeah, Maddie Hayes tried to Euro step around it, and that was King that kind of moved her hip into it there to try and get the charge. Instead, it is her third foul on the block.
Madeline Hayes' second shot is no good. Or first shot, excuse me, second free throw attempt. That one also no good, in and out. Lowell down by 12 still as Catherine Langenberg gets the rebound for Caledonia. Covered by Layla Risden as Langenberg on the left wing. She's going to slow it down a little bit. Goes left side, that's Olivia Foster. Foster looking around. She's going to move on Grayson Hamilton, gives it back to Langenberg. Langenberg pumps fake, drives in, and she'll say fouled on the way off. Calls off the shot on Grayson Hamilton as a foul. Her third, team second now, 38-26 your score. That foul actually on Layla Risden, so still her third, team second. Caledonia basketball is Emily Stauffer of the Fighting Scots. Will inbound it and it'll go right in to Layla Risden. Going to go down court to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton drives in 1-on-3, picks up her dribble. Layla Risden, three-pointer off the mark. Rebound goes to Madeline Hayes. Underneath the basket, little reverse layup. No good. Rebound goes to Layla Risden, they'll call jump ball. Possession in favor of Caledonia. So Caledonia basketball after two missed Arrows layups. They were definitely crucial there.
as Briseno and Bottom will check back in for Jolie King and Addison Velt, the one who just got the jump ball for Caledonia.
As Kayla Briseno's look to inbound, she'll get the inbound into Catherine Langenberg. Langenberg is on the left side, covered by Risden. Risden, they'll say reach in now by Layla Risden. That's her fourth foul now on the night. One more and she's done. As there's five to play here.
Team's third foul.
As Taylor Graham goes to the scores table to check in, they'll give it to Briseno. Briseno at the top of the key, left wing. That's Bottom. Bottom's going to give it now to Foster. Foster dribbles around a little bit, gives it right side to Bottom. Bottom's mid-range jumper, no good. Madeline Hayes saving it, going out of bounds there. Low down by 12, with 4:50 to play in this game. They got to get on a running quick. So Madeline Hayes going to slow it down a little bit. Now what you need to do, she'll drive in now. Madeline Hayes, Layla Risden, corner three-pointer. Sails over the basket. Rebound goes to Grayson Hamilton. Going to dribble around now. Grayson Hamilton looks to drive in. Now Allison Munson, mid-range jumper off the glass. Allison Munson fighting back. Are the Arrows within 10, 4:25 here to play in this game. And now timeout. Caledonia, that will be a full timeout. So we're looking to make a comeback. 4:20 to play now. Moore right now is currently outscoring Caledonia 17 to 9 here in this second half, as the score is 38-28. Lowell looking to come back after facing at most an 18 point deficit. They're down by 10 currently with about 4 minutes, 50 seconds to play.
This is the first time they've gotten within 10 since the start of the game, where Caledonia went on the 10-0 run to start the game. As Slinger trying to draw it up, show how they're going to stop Caledonia from getting beyond half court, force them to make passes that they don't want to make too early and start a bit of a run here. So they're going to need to close the gap even more within these next 4 minutes, try and tie this one up and take a lead here, as both teams will break their huddles.
Both teams do come out now. It's 4:20 to play here. I believe it's it's Caledonia basketball currently, as they're up by 10, 38-28 with 4:21 to play here in the game. Emily Stauffer looking to inbound. She'll get the inbound now to Catherine Langenberg. Langenberg at the logo. She's covered by RJ Wagman. She's at the right wing now. She's going to give it over to Emily Stauffer. Emily Stauffer covered by Taylor Graham. Stauffer drives in, now gives it to a cutting. Now left corner, three-pointer. That one, no good. Going out of bounds, Arrows basketball. That three-pointer was attempted by Olivia Foster, freshman. Taylor Graham going to look to inbound it for the Arrows. Graham gets the inbound into Madeline Hayes. Hayes got to get down the court quickly for the Arrows. Now Taylor Graham, and they'll call a travel on Taylor Graham with 4 minutes to play in this basketball game. Wolves got to stop with the costly turnovers as Emily Stauffer looks to inbound it. Emily Stauffer is going to get the inbound in to Caleb Briseno. Briseno now left wing three-pointer. Now gets it to Lakely Bottom after the pump fake. It's going to be Emily Stauffer tapped out of bounds by RJ Wagaman. Caledonia basketball. Emily Stauffer looking to inbound it. She's can't find anyone and trying to avoid the violation. Now it's going to be tipped up to Briseno. Briseno is going to get the easy layup to go. It's Madeline Hayes inbounds it to Taylor Graham. Graham's got to move quickly for Lowell. So they're down by 12, 40-28 is your score. Lowell's not been able to score very many points tonight, because usually their defense can make up for it. Sometimes it's Taylor Graham's blocked, and it'll go right back down into her hands.
And she was tiptoeing the boundary line, but not able to keep it tight enough as she steps on the back line, and Caledonia gets possession.
The inbound goes to Catherine Langenberg. Langenberg is going to bring it up for Caledonia. Left side, that's Foster. Foster skating the floor, gives it to Emily Stauffer. Stauffer's going to drive in on RJ Wagaman. Stauffer left side to Foster. Foster underneath. She'll actually go across the court. Now it's going to get the left corner. Stauffer drives in. Passes it out. Tip, three-pointer. That one, nothing but net. Livia Foster. That one might just seal the deal here in Lowell. Can't really say that, though. It's basketball. 2:50 to play. So it's 43-28. It's going to be out of bounds.
A tip pass by Foster after getting the three-pointer to go. Nearly saved it over to Langenberg, too, but not able to tiptoe the line either. So it'll be Arrow's possession once more.
As Grayson Hamilton inbounds it to Layla Risden there, as it's 2:50 to play here in the game. Lowell has a big deficit, down by 15 currently. RJ Wagaman going to bring it up quickly. Wagaman drives in, loses it, picks up her dribble. She's got to get it to Madeline Hayes, and that one just going to go out of bounds there. Caledonia basketball. As Emily Stauffer looks to inbound it. Stauffer can't get it into anybody, and she'll get it up the court now. Almost stolen by Grayson Hamilton, left wing, and now underneath Emily Stauffer passes it to Bottom. Bottom gets the easy layup, 45-28 now. As Caledonia has a 17-point lead. RJ Wagaman gets the inbound from Allison Munson. Munson going to bring it up across half court before picking up her dribble. Right side, that's Layla Risden going to drive in, step back, pump fakes the three. Allison Munson underneath as she can't get anybody, and now it's going to get out to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman at the left wing, 2 minutes to play now in this game. Wagaman's going to go up the left wing. Grayson Hamilton is going to dribble around the arc. She'll get it Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes going to drive in. Euro step, good Euro. Madeline Hayes going to the line for two after being fouled on the way up. 1:54 to play, 28-45 is your score. Caledonia leads. Madeline Hayes, her first shot is good. That foul is on Lakely Bottom, her second, team third. Now a sub for Caledonia, that's going to be Edison Velt. We'll check in. It's Madeline Hayes, her second shot is also good that time, excuse me. Emily Stauffer looking to inbound it now, rolling a full court press, obviously. As they're down by a lot. Allison Munson almost getting the steal as that ball goes into the stands. Ref's got to go and get his Emily Stauffer. Excuse me. It's going to be actually Brecken Bloomer's going to look to inbound for Caledonia now. Lowell down by 15 with a minute 48. This is Catherine Langenberg. Langenberg is going to bring it up the court. Covered by Layla Risden. She's on the right wing. She'll get it now to Bloomer's. Drives in, now cross court at the right wing. Calling for it was Langenberg. Layla Risden was able to get up. Euro step off the glass, no good. Late foul call. They'll say it's on Allison Munson. That's going to be her second.
Looked to be the right call there, too. She kind of came out, and I didn't think they were going to call it originally with how late it was. It was after the shot hit the iron as the first free throw, no good for Langenberg. As that was Munson's second foul, team's fourth with a minute 28 to play in a 15-point game. Langenberg looking to bring it back to the halftime lead, and she does just that with the free throw make.
16-point lead now for Caledonia, 46-30, a minute and a half to play in this game. It's going to be Grayson Hamilton brings it up for the Arrows quickly. She'll get it. Allison Munson, left wing, step back three-pointer. Off the back iron, that one no good. Layla Risden fighting for the rebound. RJ Wagaman with it. Wagaman, deep three-pointer. That one also no good. And they'll call two fouls on the play there.
One goes on Catherine Langenberg.
And
that's her third, and Layla Risden, the other one to have the foul. That's her fifth. She fouls
she's
out.
For the night now. As refs talking it over.
That also puts Caledonia in the bonuses. That's the Arrows' fifth foul. Caledonia's fourth of the quarter.
As it's Caledonia basketball, as Emily Stauffer looks to inbound it. She's going to get the inbound in now to Brecken Bloomers. Bloomers back to Stauffer. Stauffer's just going to bring it up and slow it down for Caledonia at the top of the key. Stauffer now a foul, a push by Grayson Hamilton. Can drag the game on a little longer, why not? It's a whole new group, or three players, excuse me, only two now for Lowell go down to check in. That's Allison Smith and Mackenzie Frey. So Emily Stauffer, her first shot is good. As Allison Smith and Mackenzie Frey check into the game. It's Grayson Hamilton, both seniors check out here at this Lowell home stadium for one last time. It's their senior night. Second shot good for Stauffer. Now Hudson Wagaman for the Arrows. Fifth quarter will check in for the senior RJ Wagaman now. Also checking out one more time here in Lowell home stadium. Girls do have their district game next week as it's Ava McCormick at the logo. She's going to call play and she'll bring it up as there's 45 seconds here to play in this game. As those were the only three seniors on the team for Lowell. As Ava McCormick passes to Allison Smith. Now it's Hudson Wagaman left corner back to Allison Smith. They'll give it to Madeline Hayes. Hayes over to Mackenzie Frey. Left wing, Ava McCormick. Ava McCormick's going to dribble around a little bit with 20 seconds to play. She's scanning the floor, gets a screen from Allison Munson. Ava McCormick, three-pointer. That one no good. Rebound goes to Allison Smith. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound, Caledonia. And that's Emily Stauffer. And this one will do it here in Lowell tonight as clock runs out. Your final score is going to be 48-30 here on Lowell senior night. Once again, Lowell losing by 18 to Caledonia Fighting Scots on the senior night. Last game of the year for Lowell, 48-30 is your final.